All right, let's talk about black preppers, shall we? Because the left-wing media is freaking out that black people might actually want to become preppers.
Mm.
And they're rolling out a few hit pieces. I noticed this. It's like a coordinated mocking of blacks for wanting to prep and be prepared to take care of their family. Liberals have long made fun of us for prepping, right? Anyone who preps, they make fun of you for it, and they want to say that you're sort of anti-government, right? That you're a militia. You're probably going to. And we've heard from Mayorkas, we've heard from the Biden administration that people who are sort of are doing that, then they're white. You know, they're white supremacists. They're the greatest threat to democracy.
All Ted Kaczynski. Every prepper is Ted Kaczynski.
Mm-hmm. You're all a Unabomber. You're all a Unabomber if you want to protect your family.
Right. Anti-government, religious.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's an archetype. Trumper is bonus points for that.
By the way, prepping is just another way of saying you're preparing, right? You're preparing.
Yeah. I mean, everybody who was raised in the Bay Area had to be a prepper because we all had earthquake kits in our houses.
Right. I mean, we talk about
That's an emergency kit, though. That's different because of framing, because we like you.
Okay.
But if they don't like you, you're a prepper.
All right.
John's 3 Jr. in our chat on YouTube says, I've been a black prepper for over a decade. There you go. Well, here, I'm going to show you some stuff here in a second. It's going to make
you're not the archetype.
It's going to make you.
They don't want you.
You might become an angry black prepper in a second if I want to show you this here in a second. Am I allowed to say that? Well, they won't like if I say that. They're going to make you angry. The protect our families, that's what we want to do. That's all we want to do. It's just they, you know, if they're going to take our food away from us, they totally destroy the supply chain. They lock us down. You remember these, like grocery stores that we couldn't get nothing in the shelves? They took all David's toilet paper. They took everything from us. And, of course, they don't want you eating meat. They culled all sorts of animals. Farmers couldn't tend to their flock, so to speak. So we ended up having to eat all this processed garbage that they wanted to feed us, clean water. So all of this, you know, transacting currency, anything else we wanted to be able to take care of with our families, we have the right to use all of that stuff. They don't want you to have that kind of control over your life. They want to control all of it. So there's been a boom in preppers in the United States, thank goodness. And now booming are people of color and people you'd normally think are Biden voters, who are saying we want to be prepared because of what the Biden economy has done to us and what we're hearing about this uncertainty right now. We want to protect our families. In fact, the number of preppers in the United States has doubled. 20 million since Joe Biden became president. Doubled. Last weekend in Colorado was the Survival and Prepper Show in Boulder, Colorado. Normally, there are a lot of white people there. It's kind of a crunchy city, I think you would say. Pretty liberal city. Voted overwhelmingly for Biden. But this year was different. So NBC News decided to send reporters out to find out why. What was so different at the prepper show? So typical-looking Biden voters are buying up guns and prepping supplies. And just take a look at the interest over time of where, you know, obviously during COVID, right, we saw this massive spike in people like, wait a second, you're going to do this to us?
Interest rates or interest in guns?
Interest in prepping. Searching for prepping. It was like exploded. And it's steadily then increased once it went back down after the initial shock. And then now it's been steadily increasing under Biden since he took over in 2020. And now, thanks to like this prepping show up in Colorado, a boom in people of color showing up to these different prepping shows. U.S. prepper culture diversifies amid fear of disaster and political unrest.
That's a loaded way to say that.
Yeah, exactly. So NBC News, Brooke Morgan, I'm just going to quote you from this piece. Brooke Morgan surveyed booths at the Survival and Prepper Show in Colorado that were stocked with boxes of ammunition, mounds of trauma, medical kits, and every type of knife imaginable. A self-described 30-year-old lesbian from Indiana. Morgan is one of a new breed of Americans getting ready to survive political upheaval and natural catastrophes, a pursuit that until recently was largely associated with far-right movements, such as white nationalists, since the 1980s. Researchers say the number of preppers has doubled in size to about 20 million since 2017. Much of that growth is from minorities and people considered left of center politically, whose sense of insecurity was heightened by Donald Trump's election. Really? So I just showed you the chart, and number of people searching for prepping has actually increased dramatically since post lockdowns, right? Since after Joe Biden became president. But it's Donald, the anxiety around Donald Trump 2016. Okay. More frequent extreme weather, they said, and radical justice protests following the murder of George Floyd.
Okay. There's no proof there. That's what they want to be true. They're just saying these are the reasons we think more people of color would prep, because otherwise they would not do this. Because otherwise black people feel so secure in the United States of America, in their finances, in their cities, they otherwise don't think they need to be more secure in life.
Right. It's ridiculous. So, and the NBC News went on about this. In other words, you're a white nationalist if you were prepping before Biden became president. But if you're now a prepper, then you're worried about political upheaval that you want to blame on Donald Trump from 2016.
It's not because you're a person who likes to think about security and safety in the long term. No. Right. Which shows intelligence. They wouldn't actually attribute any of those intelligent thoughts to people of color because they're racist.
Exactly. They don't want to give you
update the police handbooks now, because the police handbooks say to watch out for people that are preppers, people that are missing fingers, if they're carrying a constitution, if they have third party candidate bumper stickers, like those are people that are a threat. So they're
what does a missing finger have to do?
I know. I was going
to
say, what are the missing fingers?
Because you're a bomb maker.
Because they've been.
Oh, okay.
There are no amateur bomb makers, I don't think, because it's one of those you either get it right or.
Right. Maybe.
But I just want to know. I just want to know, like, what that makes the so the person that had commented earlier that they've been a black prepper for like over a decade, were they a white nationalist until after lockdowns and now they're a black prepper?
Or exactly.
I want to know at what point they felt that switch in themselves that they went from white nationalist to black prepper.
Yeah, let's ask him. And by the way, he also became he probably voted for Donald Trump also and felt compelled to switch. Races on top of that. So
there's a Chappelle Show skit about that, about the blind white supremacist who's black.
Yeah. Right.
He doesn't know that he's black and he's a white supremacist because he's blind. Like, they literally think you just don't know any better and you shouldn't be thinking this way and you wouldn't otherwise. Okay.
So NBC News continues on now again, black gun owners, of course. So why more black people are looking for safety in gun ownership as a rise. It's a rise in hate crimes and anti-black vitriol sparked a 58% increase in black people purchasing firearms in 2020. The spike seems to have continued.
Okay.
Okay.
But, so, you know, I have so many questions about this, because if it's linearly related to anti-black sentiment, why didn't black people buy guns in, let's say, the 40s, 50s, and 60s, when they were statistically far more likely to be the victim of white hate crimes?
Or why in 2020 are they buying and not 2016? And could it have anything to do, in fact, that the cities are now overrun and you've voted to defund the police in your liberal cities? Could that have anything to do with it? No, instead, they say in this NBC News piece, a rise in hate crimes and anti-black vitriol. Okay.
Okay.
Really?
Thanks, also, NBC. You know, liberals want to leave them in dangerous cities around other black people with guns and pretend that they're safe there. And so then when law-abiding black people say, well, now I live in an unsafe neighborhood because of liberal policies and I need to buy a gun to protect myself, we think that that's not rational thought on their part, again, because the media is so racist.
Yeah, they're incredibly racist. And the Biden administration is hoping you won't notice, by the way. They've been really trying to court a lot of black and Latino voters, and they've been leaving in droves, right? And you're seeing them now going to prepper shows, and they're saying, it's Joe Biden's America. I can't handle this anymore. I want to protect my family. So now the Biden and Harris campaigns have just rolled out a series of new ads targeting blacks and Latinos. Here's the one targeting blacks. Watch.
Getting ahead means getting the same chance to succeed as everyone else. It's why, on his first day, President Biden signed an executive order to address racial inequity, working to narrow the racial wealth gap by creating millions of new, good-paying jobs and more funding for black businesses. Biden's also lowering the cost of living, including health premiums, prescription drugs, and the cost of insulin. Getting ahead with the president, Joe Biden, who's putting in the work for black America.
Okay. But is he... putting in the work for gay, I mean, queer black people now. So like, where do they fall in all of this? Because it's like, is it going to be okay for them to be gay?
Well, we're not sure about the continued stratification of society, but okay.
But how about Latinos? So here's the Latino ad now that they just rolled out this week as well.
Insulin that costs $35
or hundreds.
That is the difference between Joe Biden
and Donald Trump.
For women, the freedom to control our own bodies, or doctors going to jail for an abortion.
This is the difference
between Joe Biden
or Donald Trump.
Only one choice is right.
And the difference between them is your vote.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
That is an incredibly racist ad. So, okay, my mother is half Spanish, and I used to joke because I look more Asian than Spanish that I looked more Latin when I was pregnant, because there's the joke that Latin women are just always pregnant, right? That's like a racist trope. And so what they're saying here is all Latin people are obese or always getting knocked up. Do you read it any other way? Joe Biden will get you insulin, or he will abort all those babies that you are constantly having because you can't stop getting knocked up, you Latin slut.
That's exactly what he's saying.
That's how I read it.
The first thing in this ad is like, you're obese and you're eating all of our processed food that we funnel to you, and we're going to get you that insulin. So, exactly what we're saying.
And look here, puta, because you can't stop getting knocked up, we're going to get all the abortions you want.
Just have a plethora, a buffet of abortions.
Yeah.
Well, and to be fair, they're processing the processed food. So,
on top of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how is this resonating with black voters, by the way?
Well, like, you can see how it's resonating with this Latin voter. I find it so offensive. I don't know who would see this and be like, oh, yeah, you're right, Issa. We need our insulin and our abortions.
This is the thing. I think, you know, Democrats, of course, have for so long taken these groups for granted, right? That they're going to funnel these types of cultural talking points to them, give them a few bones, give them the ability to whatever they want. Okay, you're going to get free insulin. You're going to get a few incentives here, a few little handouts that we're going to provide you. And hopefully that's enough for you to stick around as a voting block for us. But I think we're seeing the numbers now really coming home to roost for Democrats. And so many of them are realizing now, wait a minute, we've been lied to for so many years from the Democratic Party. You've hurt us. You haven't helped us. You've actually hurt us. You've destroyed our communities. You've destroyed you've helped destroy the family. You know, instead of talking about abortions, maybe we could talk about having Joe Biden has helped strengthen the family, encouraged families to keep a father around. Now, there won't be any discussion of that at all. Instead, it'll be about abortions and processed food and insulin. So I just want to play this because I thought this was eye-opening. This was an interview with black voters asking them, now these were Biden voters, where are you now? Like, where after all these years are you now? You're vehemently like anti-Trump. Where are you now? Watch this.
In 2008 and 2012, you voted for
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. 2016.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton. 2020.
Donald Trump.
Biden. And who will you vote for in 2024?
Donald Trump.
You may vote for the former president.
I may.
Why do you say that?
My views on certain things have changed. It's just so expensive to survive. And we're planning on having kids. I don't want to live in a stressful environment trying to rub two pennies together to try to make it either.
Yeah, so did you hear what she said? It's not about these cultural issues. It's not about abortions. It's not about insulin. It's about, I want the safety for my family. I don't want to have to rub two pennies together to survive. It's the economy and it's safety. Economy and safety. And when your communities are being destroyed from your policies, this is what happens.
She wants the opposite of an abortion. She wants children.
Yeah, she wants a children.
Yeah.
She wants a stable home. She wants a safe environment for her kids to be able to grow up.
Right.
Right. To be able to walk down the street or go to school and not have violence. right? Have overwhelming drug violence or illegal immigrant violence or, you know, no violence because what? There's no one policing our streets anymore because we defunded the police. Imagine that.
Well, and if you listen to Biden's rhetoric on Twitter and stuff, he's constantly saying this is the best economy of any president. You know, gas prices are going down and all that stuff. But it's like people see that. But we're living out here in reality. We can see with our when we go to the grocery store what the prices are. So they see like why is he saying that when that is not true?
Right.
You know, record jobs growth and all that other stuff. It's all a lie.
Yeah, it's literally
Wall Street is not the economy. So yeah, it's like that's the thing that they like to put out there. It's like, yeah, the economy's doing great, but not for everybody, just for a few. And we don't notice the everybody. We don't notice the masses. So like in their bubble, it probably does seem like it's banging right now. But for people buying groceries, it sure isn't.
Right.
Wall Street does very well when companies lay people off. Mm-hmm. If you'll notice this, right? When Microsoft announces thousands of layoffs, their stock price surges. This makes shareholders happy. So Phillip's right. Wall Street is not a reflection. And this is what people used to criticize Donald Trump for all the time. He used to talk about he loved talking about Wall Street. So, have you seen the Dow? Have you seen the Dow Jones? It's like, yeah, but that's not a good reflection of like Main Street. So the criticism was there for Donald Trump and it's here for Joe Biden.
Right.
Let us know what you think about this in the comments below. I want to hear from Black preppers. And what your thoughts are on this. Like, were you moved to become a prepper as a result of current conditions in the country? And what led you there? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Anyway, we've got more news to get to here.
I just want to hear...
go ahead.
I was going to say, I just want to hear Natalie get angry again about the Latino thing. And that was just outright hilarious. Just
an angry Latina.
Keep going.
I just don't like the idea that we're like, oh, you're Latin, that's why you have three kids. Like, I was always sensitive about that because... I was pregnant for the whole of my 30s. And it's just like a trope that I think that Latin ladies don't like, that we're just always having babies. We have so many like litters of kids, you know. I don't see how any Latin woman wouldn't take that the same way.
Right, and ads targeting them for that specific reason.
Yeah,
right?
Like you literally just can't stop getting knocked up. So
are you obese and having too many babies? Then Joe Biden is your president.
Like here they go again, these Latin chihuahuas.
I'm surprised they didn't refer to him as Latinx.
Latinx.
Yeah.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.